For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Scanners recognize library cards at the Richland County Public Library. Patrons are happier these days because of a new policy adopted last summer. The library has stopped charging fines for late books. Director Melanie Huggins said the library has always tried to be as accessible as possible, but a recent study found a stumbling block.
There were over 24,000 people who could no longer check materials out because they owed more than $10 in fines. The staff are really champions for going fine-free because the people that were being stopped from using the library were people that $10 is a lot of money to. So the real impetus was we want people to use the library, and we didn't want to have barriers.
Going fine-free is taking hold in libraries nationwide. The Charleston County Public Library was the first to test the waters in South Carolina, and Director Angela Craig said the decision was made to drop all fines for printed materials in 2018 because it was keeping people away.
When people had an item that was overdue, they were having a hard time bringing it back for various reasons. Maybe there was a transportation cost, or maybe there was a little bit of embarrassment, and we don't want people to be embarrassed by late books. It happens to everyone. What we really want are people just to feel welcome at the library.
Both directors said the money collected from fines is a negligible part of their budgets, and they never depended on them as a source of revenue. And according to longtime Richland Library user Roland Bart, fines weren't an incentive for him to return materials anyway.
I try to bring it back in time. If I'm a day or two late, I'll either bring it back late or I'll renew it. But the biggest thing was I know that when people have overdue books, didn't necessarily come to the library because they felt like they couldn't check any more books out because they had the fines on them. And this gives them more incentive to use the library.
Craig said going fine-free has removed the stigma of returning books late.
In our very, very busy world where, you know, people are working sometimes one or two jobs and they have kids, they're a caregiver, and, you know, returning books within a certain time frame just honestly can be challenging no matter what your circumstances. So the more that we can remove that barrier, that actually expands our mission of accessibility to our community.
Both libraries will still charge people the price of a book if it's never returned, but will drop late or lost charges any time the material is brought back. Huggins said the fine-free policy has positively affected both patrons and staff.
We definitely have seen people coming back to the library that we have not seen in a while. The staff are overwhelmingly thrilled with not having to be the bad guy at the front desk and telling people they can't check out books because they owe $11 in fines.
Craig said no library regrets going fine-free because it builds a bridge with the community.
With removing fines, it really is removing barriers, and it's about helping the public see that it's not the library of the past where, you know, we shushed people and demanded 25 cents a day for late fines, that we want to work with you. We're human too, and we understand that life sometimes can get complicated, and we don't want to be a complicating factor in that.
Huggins expects and hopes other South Carolina libraries will drop fines as time goes by.
We have had lots of interest from other libraries here in South Carolina about what it looks like, how it's working, how do we get our board to approve it. So I suspect that there will be others to follow for sure.
Huggins said for any libraries that want to reach more people, eliminating fines is the first idea they should consider. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.